previously we talked about the cardiovascular health benefits of vacationing. We talked about the sleep patterns that improve during vacations. And let me remind you of this. I still find this show enough fascinating. The sleep time. And the people are getting more sleep. They're getting, you know, of course, this is provided that, you know, you're not trying to have so much fun while you're on vacation that you basically abuse your body as far as, you know, as far as the sleep time goes. You abuse your body the same on vacation as you do when you're at work. I mean, you're just regular routinely working. And you're so determined, you and your family, you have your minds made up, you're going to have as much fun as possible. And so you get up at 6:30 in the morning, throw down some quick food, or you wait till you get where you're going and throw down a quick breakfast. Launch off to the first event. Have a ball. I mean, just have a blast. Then launch off to the next event and have a blast again. And just keep doing that till it's time to eat lunch. Then you head off to the next event. Blast off. To the next event. Have a ball there and blast off to the next one. And just keep blasting away until it's time for dinner. Eat some dinner and blast away again. And get on back into the hotel at about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Get cleaned up and you're finally in bed about 1 o'clock, 1:30. About the same time as you were getting to bed when you're at home working. Do that 4 nights and get home from the vacation and you're worn out. Okay. All right, so you had some fun. I just suspect, though, that you would have had even more fun had you cut out several hours of that fun so you could just be at home in the hotel just chilling for a couple of hours. Get back home around 5 or 6. I mean, dinner's taken care of, you've eaten, you've had fun, and now you're back at your hotel around 5. Because remember now, if you got out there, you got up, let's say 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning, you're up and at them, eating breakfast, getting ready for the first event. All right, let's check this one out. And instead of going at breakneck speed the whole time you're out, you just take your time. You just decide, hey, you know what? We're not going to try to get on every ride. We're not going to try to do every event. No, let's just pace ourselves. Let's do some of it. And everyone agrees. Before you leave home, you agree. That's the way you're going to do it. So when you get there, there's not a whole lot of fussing and fighting about, well, we got to do this, and this. You've already settled it. We're going to do some things, and we're just going to pace ourselves, take our time having fun, and we're not going to try to be out all night because it's not just about the fun. It is also about the rest. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the rest. So you finish getting that rest. I mean, you get your rest, you finish having a ball, and you head for the hotel, maybe kick back, watch some TV, read a magazine or two, just talk with each other for a little while, just chatting without distracting, you know, whoa, what about that event? You know, we haven't done, nope, we've done all we're going to do for the day. Now we're at the restaurant, just taking our time, enjoying a good meal, heading back to the hotel. Folks can be in bed around 9 or 10 o'clock and do that for 4 or 5 days. Get home and you feel rested and you know you had some fun. Yeah. Now, the reason I mention that is because they talk about the sleep time. I'm not going to go into a lot of details with all these that we've already discussed again, but I do want to talk about the sleep time again. They talk about how when those sleep patterns improve during vacation time, the effect of that good sleep pattern during vacation time lasts for weeks after we return from the vacation. Sleeping good while on vacation lasts for weeks. The effects of it lasts for weeks after we return. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that be the case, and we have no reason to think that it's not, we know we need to be getting our sleep. And how about this? What if, since the good sleep patterns while on vacation last for weeks after the vacation, why don't we go ahead and make it a plan to get more of that same kind of sleep during the work year, the rest of the year? Yeah, something to think about. All right, reaction times improve after we have been on vacation. Work productivity improves after we have been on vacation. And I do want to remind you of this. The experts are saying that for every 10 hours of vacation time taken, according to an Ernst & Young corporate study, for every 10 hours, not 10 days, for every 10 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 8%. Productivity improves 8% for every 10 hours of vacation time taken. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there is more than one way to demonstrate loyalty to the organizations we work for. One way to show, to demonstrate our loyalty to the organization is by working, knowing that productivity increases significantly because of vacation time. Another way to demonstrate our loyalty to the organization is by taking vacation. All right, how about this? There's a connection between vacation time and loyalty and job satisfaction. The Society for Human Resource Management, which is an organization that's dedicated to professionals' best practices in human resources, in HR, they found that people who use their vacation days regularly are also more loyal to their employers. I told you there is more than one way, ladies and gentlemen, to demonstrate our loyalty to the organizations, the people we work with, the people we work for. People who use their vacation days regularly are more loyal to their employers. Now, notice I deliberately emphasize the word regularly each time I share that with you. Regular usage of vacation days leads to greater loyalty to the employers. Vacation-taking workers are also less likely to leave their jobs. Now, you know that's good. Most successful managers recognize that happy employees make for more profitable organizations. How many of you are in management or have been in management before? And you are definitely aware of the fact that it costs money to train new employees. And so if you can hold on to good employees and have a much lower rate of turnover, a much lower employee turnover rate, which means you're having to train fewer new employees, you're saving money. It is truly more profitable for organizations to have employees who will stay there. And very often, the employees who are most likely to stay there are the ones who regularly take their vacation days. We may or may not ever get to the point in America where we make vacation time mandatory. Remember, I shared with you before that in some countries, vacation time is mandatory. It's not just offered. It is mandated. Not so in America. But if we're not going to get to the point where we mandate it, we should at least strongly encourage it. You may want to even consider having the employer, the supervisor who does the employee evaluations, make sure that discussion about vacation, about taking vacations, is part of the evaluation process, since you know that it is going to be profitable in several ways for the organization if those vacations are taken. And remember, I'm not just talking about for-profit companies either. I mean, even for the religious organizations. You want your organization to be the best it can be. You need to have each volunteer and each paid employee doing the best job they can possibly do. And one of the ways to help them do the best job they can possibly do is to have them rest sometimes, get away from it all. So when you talk about this whole business of taking vacation, ask them to take time off from everything. Ask them to plan it so that they're not just taking a vacation away from religious work, but ask them to set it up so that they can take time off from everything. Work, school, all of it. All right, back in a few. Wait.